Ben took a spoon and a can of ravioli out of his backpack, opened the can with his penknife, and sat down with it on the grass at a safe distance from the precipice. As he ate the cold pasta, he looked around him, remembering that he was on watch. He glanced at the castle. There were tiny specks circling in the clear sky above it. Ben couldn't help thinking of the ravens Gilbert Greytail had mentioned. Oh, come off it, he thought. I'll be seeing ghosts next. The sun rose higher and higher, driving the mist out of the valleys and making Ben feel drowsy. So he rose to his feet and walked up and down for a while. When Sorrel began snoring loudly, he went over to her, looked in her backpack, and found Gilbert Greytail's map. He opened it carefully, took the compass out of his pocket. Then he pulled one of the dangling ribbons and had a closer look at the mountains where they must have landed. Next, he anxiously examined the entries made by the rat. Oh, wow, he murmured. I thought so. We've landed in one of those nasty yellow patches. We're too far east. Oh, I don't like this at all. Suddenly, there was a rustling sound behind him. Ben raised his head. There. There it was again. Perfectly clear. He turned around. Firedrake and Sora were still asleep. Only the tip of the dragon's tail twitched in his dreams. Ben looked around, feeling uneasy. Were there snakes in these mountains? Snakes were about the only thing he was really frightened of. Oh, come on, he thought. It's probably just a rabbit. He folded the map, returned it to Sorrel's backpack, and Ben could hardly believe his eyes. A small, fat man had emerged from behind a large, moss-grown rock scarcely a pace away from him. This apparition, hardly bigger than a chicken, wore a huge hat on his head, which was as gray as the surrounding rocks. He was also holding a pickaxe.
No, it's not him, said the little man, looking Ben up and down. How do you know, Stonebeard?
Three more stout little fellows came out from behind the rock. They were inspecting Ben as if he were some strange animal, which, to their astonishment, had landed on their mountain.
"'Cause our scalps wouldn't be prickling if he was, that's how I know,' replied Stonebeard. "'This is a human being, can't you see that? Only a small one, though.'
The dwarf glanced in all directions, evidently worried. He even glanced up at the sky. Then, looking determined, he headed for Ben, who was still crouching on the ground, bewildered. Stonebeard stood right in front of him, clutching the pickaxe in his little hands, as if it would help him to face a giant human. His three companions stayed near the rock, watching their fearless leader with bated breath.
You, human,
whispered Stonebeard, tapping Ben on the knee.
Who else is here with you?
What? Stammered Ben. The little fat man turned to his friends and tapped his forehead.
A few teacups short of the full set, he informed them, but I'll have another try.
He turned back to Ben.
Who else is here with you?
He asked.
An elf? Fairy? Brownie? Will-o'-the-wisp? What?
Without meaning to, Ben glanced swiftly at the place where Firedrake and Sorrel were sleeping.
Ah!
Stonebeard stepped to one side, stood on tiptoe, and gasped for breath, awestruck. His eyes were as round as marbles. He took off his huge hat, scratched his bald head, and put the hat back on.
Hey, Leaden Gleam, Gravelbeard Granite Face,
he called.
Come out from behind that rock,
he added in devoutly hushed tones.
You're never gonna believe this. It's a dragon, Silver Dragon.
Slowly, still on tiptoe, he crept toward the sleeping Firedrake. His friends came hurrying after him in a state of high excitement. Here, wait a minute. Ben had finally recovered his powers of speech. He jumped up and moved between Firedrake and the little men. They might not be much bigger than large lemonade bottles, but all the same, they raised their hammers and pickaxes and stared grimly up at him.
Make way there, human, growled Stonebeard. We only want to take a look at him.
Sorrel, Ben called over his shoulder. Sorrel, wake up. There's a bunch of funny little men here.
Funny little men? Stonebeard took a step toward Ben. Do you by any chance mean us? You hear that, brothers?
What's all this racket? Grumbled Sorrel, yawning as she crawled out from behind the sleeping dragon.
A forest brownie!
Cried Leaden Gleam in alarm.
Mountain dwarves, said Sora. Well, fancy that! You're never safe from them anywhere.
With one leap, she had jumped in among the little men and picked up Leaden Gleam by the collar. The dwarf dropped his hammer in alarm and kicked his crooked little legs in the air. His friends instantly made for Sorrel, but the brownie girl effortlessly fended them off with her free paw.
No need to get all worked up, she said, relieving the dwarves of their hammers and pickaxes and chucking them over her shoulder. Don't you know that you must never wake up a dragon? Suppose it ate you for breakfast. You look really juicy, nice and crunchy too.
Ha! Silly brownie talk,
said Stonebeard, scowling at Sorrel, but even so, he took two tiny steps backward to be on the safe side.
Dragons don't eat anything that breathes,
said the fattest dwarf, taking cover behind a rock.
They live on moonlight. All their strength comes from the moon. They can't even fly when it isn't shining.
Oh, very clever, aren't you?
Sorrel put the struggling Leaden Gleam back on the grass and leaned over the others.
So, tell me how you knew we were here. Have we been stupid enough to land right on your doorstep?
The four of them looked anxiously up at her. Stonebeard nudged the smallest of them.
Go on, Granny Face, he growled. It's your turn now. It's not, it's too. You talk, no, you talk, go!
Granny Face stepped forward hesitantly, fingered the brim of his hat, and looked uneasily up at the two giant figures facing him.
No,
he said at last, his voice trembling.
We live a good way farther up the mountain, but our scalps were prickling this morning, usually and only do that when we're near the castle.
What does that mean?
Asked Sorrel impatiently.
Our scalps prickle when there are other fabulous beings somewhere near, replied Granite Face. Humans and animals don't have the same effect.
Which is lucky,
sighed Leaden Gleam. Sorrel looked suspiciously at the four of them.
You said something about a castle just now? Ben knelt down in front of Granite Face and looked inquiringly at him. Do you mean the castle up there? He asked.
We don't know anything, called the fattest dwarf from behind his rock. Not a thing! Shut up, Gravelbeard, said Stonebeard.
Granite Face looked at Ben like a frightened rabbit and hastily retreated to join the others, but Stonebeard took a step toward the human boy.
Yes, that's the castle we mean, he grunted. Makes our scalps prickle so hard it's unbearable. That's why we haven't been there for years. Even though the mountain where it stands has such a strong smell of gold, it's enough to lift a hat off your head.